Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I'd like to mention America's love affair with euphemisms and euphemistic language. I think Americans have some difficulty dealing with reality and have invented a kind of soft language to protect themselves. And this tendency to euphemize, if that's a verb, increases, it seems, with every generation. Here's an example. There's a well-known condition in combat when a fighting man's nervous system has been stressed to the breaking point and he's either snapped or is ready to snap. In the First World War, that condition was known as shell shock. Simple, honest, direct language, two syllables, shell shock. Almost sounds like the guns themselves. That was over 80 years ago. Then an entire generation passed, and in the Second World War, the very same combat condition was called battle fatigue. Four syllables now, takes a little longer to say, doesn't seem to hurt as much. Fatigue is a nicer word than shock. Shell shock. Battle fatigue. Then we had Korea, 1950. Madison Avenue was riding high, and the very same combat condition was called operational exhaustion. We're up to eight syllables now, and the humanity has been squeezed completely out of the phrase. It's absolutely sterile, operational exhaustion. Sounds like something that might happen to your car. Finally, of course, there was Vietnam, and given the lies surrounding that war, I guess it's no surprise that the very same condition was called post-traumatic stress disorder. Still eight syllables, but we've added a hyphen, and the pain is now completely buried under jargon, post-traumatic stress disorder. I'd be willing to bet that if we'd still been calling it shell shock, some of those Vietnam veterans might have gotten the attention they needed at the time they needed it. But it didn't happen. And one of the reasons, I'm sure, is because of that soft language, the language that takes the life out of life. And it does keep getting worse over time. I'll give you a few more, but less dramatic examples. Sometime during my life, toilet paper became bathroom tissue. I was not consulted on this. It just happened. Sneakers became running shoes, loafers became slip-ons, motels became motor lodges, trailers became mobile homes, and used cars became previously owned transportation. Manicurists evolved into nail technicians. At about the same time, store clerks became product specialists and sales associates. Employees became staff, uniforms became career apparel. Rainforests and wetlands came into existence because the environmentalists discovered people were not willing to give money to save jungles and swamps. Some of this language can make you want to throw up. Well, perhaps engage in an involuntary protein spill. Now, if all of this begins to put you in mind of so-called politically correct language or politically correct speech, then you and I are on the same track. So let's visit that playground of guilty white liberals, the land of the politically correct. In recent years, the PC folks have found some new ways of shading the truth in order to make people feel better, especially minorities. One of the newer phrases making the rounds is happens to be. He happens to be black. I have a friend who happens to be black. Oh, I see, yes, yes. Like it's an accident, you know. Happens to be black. Yes, he happens to be black. I see. He had two black parents? Yes, that's right, two black parents. Yes. I see. And they had sex? Oh, indeed they did. Yeah, I see. So where does the surprise part come in? I should think it would be more unusual if he just happened to be Scandinavian. Another recently favorite term is openly gay. I have a friend who's openly gay. But that's the only minority they use that for. You know, you wouldn't say someone was openly black. Well, maybe James Brown. Yes. James Brown, yes. Or Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan is openly black. Colin Powell is not openly black. Colin Powell is openly white. He just happens to be black.
that was the late, great George Carlin. Tonight, we're talking about some politically incorrect views on political correctness. Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So we're living in a world of extreme political correctness to the degrees that you almost don't want to say anything because you might offend somebody. And Roger, when you hear the word political correctness, and by the way, we have really, and I say this with all due respect, you know, your age and my age and Bennett's age, we've kind of spread the gamut a little bit here, so we probably all have different opinions on this. When you hear political correctness, does it grate on your nerves, and what does it mean to you?
Well, people being politically correct means something different for me, I guess. And I find some offense to it. And what I think it means, at least what it means to me, is that people have to think about what they should have known was not right in the first place.
Yeah, you know someone's going to be scolded, I guess, if you hear those words.
Yeah, I mean, but if you have to be politically correct, then you weren't thinking them to a board game and explaining the rules and how if you do this, then you get that. If you don't do this, then you don't get that. You know, and she didn't want to play.
Yeah, see, I'm
she didn't want to lose.
Yeah. And I've told my kids a billion times, about the trophy thing. It drives me crazy when everyone's got to win a trophy. That just doesn't teach much life lessons. Now, what it basically comes down to political correctness is not being a jerk to other people. Yeah. It's nothing more than treating others with respect, being kind to one another. And yes, maybe this means not calling someone a racial slur, not making judgments or assumptions based on stereotypes. Mm-hmm. And that is the most important element of political correctness that could afford us to correct in our society. I just think that some of these things go too far to the point that our entire rhetoric is bleached out.
And again, I would say that the too far part is due to legal fears.
I think so, too. All right, news is next, 720 WGN.